we'll be going home. Count the years as miles. Ooh. Count the months as weeks. Oh. Count the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going home. Come on, it won't be long. It won't be long. No, soon we'll be leaving here. Yeah. It won't be long.
Praise the Lord.
We'll be going home. Come on. It won't be long. No. It won't be long. Soon we'll leave. Soon we'll be leaving here. It won't be long. Soon we'll be going home. Count the years. Count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going home. Count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the years, weekdays, oh. Any day now, we'll be gone. Come on, can we lift our voices and sing it again? Count the years as mine. Count the months as we, yeah. Count the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going. Come on, come on, sing it from the depths of your soul. Count the years as months. Say, count the years as, count the months as weeks, count the months as weeks, count the weeks as days. Any day now, we'll be going home. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. What a precious promise that is. There's nothing greater than the coming of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you, saints. Praise the Lord. It's good to see every smiling face in here this morning. Amen. If you will, let's turn to Psalms 105 in our Bibles. Well, Psalms 119, verse 105. Psalms 119. Verse 105. Praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Diggs preached his heart out last night. My God, my God. There shouldn't be a fear in this place. There shouldn't be a fear in this place. Recognize who you are, saints. Praise the Lord. The only power Satan has over you is what you give him. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I I will perform it, and I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word. Accept, I beseech thee, the freewill offering of my mouth. O Lord, and teach me thy judgments. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I've erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Almighty God, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We do count it a grand privilege, Lord, to be back in the house of the Lord this morning. Lord, and we offer unto you an offering from our mouth, Lord, which comes from the depths of our souls, Lord. And we thank you for your presence, Lord, as you are brooding over your people even now. We ask that you would come in such a special way, Lord, and deal with each and every heart according to your riches and mercy. I pray you shower, Lord, the Holy Ghost upon every vessel here and all those that are listening in, oh God. Give us a fresh refilling of the Holy Ghost, Lord, for we need you, Lord. Lord, we know we need you more and more as we see your coming drawing nigh. Lord, we want all, Lord, running over from our lamps, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that you would anoint Brother Diggs once again, Lord, in a mighty way, Lord. Grant his heart's desire, Lord. Oh, Father, use him, Lord, to speak to our hearts, Lord God. Lord, we are ready to hear, believe, and receive and apply that which you will present to us this morning. Have complete preeminence in this service, Lord, as we all surrender to you. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Oh, come on, let me hear you. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Come on, let's sing it. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Come on. Chuku na guama rele. When you heal completely. Chuku marobi mo. Isi kandule. Narekele mo. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much. What shall I render to Jehovah? For he has done so very much. Nada, nada. Narekele, narekele mo. Say nada, nada. Oh, narekele, narekele mo. Come on. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Praise the Lord. Oh, if I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be enough. Chuku na guama rele. When you heal completely. Chuku marobi mo. Isi kandule, narekele mo. Say nara, nara. Hey. Narekele, narekele mo. Nara, nara. Narekele, Nare ke le mo, say nara, nara, nara. Nare ke le, nare ke le mo, say nara, nara. Nare ke, come on, one more time. Oh, nara, nara, eh, narekele, narekele mo. You've done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. Narekele mo. If I had 10,000 tongues, still wouldn't be enough. Nareke lemo. Praise the Lord. Amen, I believe. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. He's done too much. Hallelujah. Jehovah, you, I trust in you. Oh Lord, Jehovah, you, I trust in you. Come on. Say, I believe you, I trust. Come on, in you, in you. Oh Lord, Jehovah, you, I trust in you, in you. Say, I believe you are the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God of powerful. I believe. Come on, I believe. Jehovah, you, I trust in you. In you, oh Lord. Jehovah, you, I trust in you. In you. Say, I believe. Come on, you are the God. You are the God of miracles. You are the God of wonders. You are the God all powerful. I believe. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. Goodbye to my pain. So long. Hallelujah. Come on, let's. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. Goodbye to my pain. So long. Yes. So long. Oh, so long. Bye-bye. Goodbye to my pain and my sorrow. So long, yeah, so long, yeah, so long. Goodbye to my sorrow. Goodbye to my pain, y'all. Goodbye, fear. You ain't welcome here. Goodbye, fear. You ain't welcome here. So long, yeah, so long. Hey, so long. So bye to my sickness. Goodbye to my pain, y'all. Goodbye, fear. You ain't welcome here. Goodbye, fear. You ain't welcome here. You ain't welcome here. You ain't welcome here. You ain't welcome here. Goodbye, fear. You ain't welcome here. You ain't welcome here. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. Goodbye to my pain. So long. Come on. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. So long, bye-bye. Yeah. Goodbye to my pain and my sorrow. So long, so long, bye-bye. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen, amen. Amen. What do you have to fear? Praise the Lord. I believe it was Eisenhower or somebody said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And really, that ain't true. Because as we heard last night, fear ain't even real. Praise the God. Praise the Lord God. Amen. You all may have your seats. Amen. Sister Michelle, God bless you when you come this morning, sister.
Man. you came and took the one above. The other one rose on the next day to find the other one. They were raptured away. Oh, what a way to lose the one you love. I pray with yes, I do, yeah. I pray we'll all be ready for God's return. Let's all get our business straight. So when we all get at the Master's gate, yeah, I pray we'll all His return. Yes, I pray we'll all be ready. Oh, I pray we'll all be ready. Yes, I pray we'll all be ready for His return. I pray we all get our business straight. So when we all meet at the gate, I pray we'll all be ready for His return. Mama and children, they were in the mall. Then Mama heard the Master's call. She was swept into the bus. I pray we'll all pray we, Lord, be ready for His return.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Now is the day of salvation. Amen. Get your house in order. You don't know what time you'll be calling. You don't know what time He'll be breaking the skies to call us all on home. But I want to be ready. Amen. That's one of my purposes for coming here, is to get ready. Amen. Get more oil in my lamp. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Michelle. We certainly appreciate that special again. It's good to see everyone in the house of the Lord and to see our guests. Miss Sister Nicole Davis came with Sister LaShonda. God bless you. It's good to have you in the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sister Diz, God bless you. It's good to have you here. Also, traveling with your dad, God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister, can you give me the announcements? Praise the Lord. Amen. We have a birthday coming up on Friday. Brother Quinn, God bless you. Happy birthday. Where do you go? Hallelujah. Then the next day, Brother Kwaku. God bless you. Happy birthday, Brother Kwaku. Praise the Lord. Amen. We'll continue to have service Wednesday at 7:30, streaming online on both Twitter and Facebook. The handles are right here. We have brothers. Virtual prayer Tuesday at 7:30. Also, our Sunday morning prayer service will be at 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. and Sunday morning service at 10:30 a.m. Amen. As far as for our giving, amen, we have a little wooden box over here for everyone in the sanctuary. Please try and get that in as soon as possible so the brothers can go ahead and take care of that while we're still here during the service. Amen. If you want to give online, go to our website, spiritoftruthtabernacle.org. Amen. Or you can use the My Church app. There's two ways of giving: PayPal and Cash App. When using PayPal, choose the option to transfer or send to a friend. This will minimize or eliminate any PayPal fees. Our handle is given at john423.org. Cash App, our handle is Spirit and Truth T. And if you want to mail in your tithing and offering, the address is here. Praise the Lord. We don't have any written prayer requests. Amen. I pray that you continue to remember my family, as we will have our funeral for Grandma on Saturday. So keep my family in prayer. Amen. 96 years old. She's seen a lot. Amen. She's loved a lot and been loved a lot. She buried a lot of people, and I think grief really, really hit her. So just keep my family in prayer. Amen. Let's bow our heart. Almighty God, we thank you once again for every blessing, Lord, that you have provided for us, Lord God. The ability to come to the house of the Lord, the ability to hear your word, the ability to receive the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Lord, the ability to give you praise, Lord, in the good times and in the bad times, Lord. You have blessed us in so many ways, Lord. Father, you have blessed us with this family we have here, Lord God, our church family, Lord, and how, Lord, when we go through trying times, there's always someone praying for us, Lord, and we're grateful for this blessing. Father, as we bless your name, Lord, for all that you have provided for us in return to you, our tithing and our offering, we ask, oh God, Lord, that you will continue to perform your mighty word over it, Lord God. Bless the people, Lord, that are giving, Lord, from their hearts, Lord, and those who desire to give but have not, Lord. Meet each and every need of your children. Remember our families, Lord, each one, Lord God. Father, those that have walked away, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you continue to deal with their heart according to your riches and mercy, for great is your mercy, Lord. We commit all things into your hands. Continue to bless Brother Diggs as he make preparations, Lord, to bring the word to your children. It's in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Brother Jeffrey, God bless you. Will you come this morning?
Bless you. Amen. You sing along with me. Lord, I need you. Find my dry and broken places, thirsty for your love. Lord, forgive me if I've wandered far away from you. You are all I've ever needed. Come and make me new. Pour your spirit out on me. Fall just like the rain. Saturate my thirsty soul. Come and fall afresh on me. Fill my cup again. Heal my heart and make me whole. I need you now. Pour your spirit out. Lord, I need you. Help me find you. How I need your touch. Find my dry and broken places, thirsty for your love. Lord, forgive me if I've wandered far away from you. You are all I've ever needed. Come and make me spirit out on me. Fall just like the rain. Saturate my thirsty soul. Come and fall afresh on me. Fill my cup again. Heal my heart and make me whole. Pour your spirit out on me. Fall just like the rain. Saturate my thirsty soul. Come and fall afresh on me. Fill my cup again. Heal my heart and make me whole. Pour your spirit out on me. Oh, just like the rain. Saturate my thirsty soul. Come and fall afresh on me. Fill my cup again. Heal my heart and make. I need you now. Pour your spirit out.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you, Brother Jeffrey. Amen. We truly appreciate that. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen. Will you stand to your feet with me? Amen. We're going to change the order of the service and invite our precious pastor. Let's sing this little song together. God has smiled on me. Amen.
God
smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Come on, let's say it again. Say, God has smiled on me. Me free. Oh, I said, God, yes, He has. Hey. Oh, it says, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hallelujah. Oh, I once was lost, but thank God I'm found. I was blind, yes I was, but now I see. That's the reason I sing the song. I said, God, yes He has. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, my God has smiled on me. Hey, and He's been. Hallelujah. And another verse says this. Oh, I came to Jesus just as I was weary, I was wounded, and I was sad. Hey, but I found in Him a sweet resting place. And Jesus has, I know He has, made me glad. That's the reason I say now, God, thank you, Jesus. Yay! Hallelujah. Oh, my God has smiled on me, yes. Hey! Oh, He's been good, yeah. Hey, to me. Come on, let's do that verse again. Say it. I came to Jesus, oh, just as I was weary, I was wounded, and I was sad, but I found in Him a sweet resting place, and He has, I know He has, made me glad, yeah. Say, thank you, Lord, for smiling on me, Jesus. Hey, set me free. Oh, say, yeah. Say, He's been good, yeah. He's been, yes, He has. I said, He's been real, real good to me. Hey, say real, real good to me. Open doors I could not see. I say, God has been good to me. Hey, God has been good to me. God has been good to me. Real, real good to me. Hey, real, real good to me. Put food on my table. Hey, put clothes on my back. Yes, He did. Paid all of my bills. Hey, I said real, real good to me. Hey, yes, real, real good to me.
Oh, God has been good to me. One more time, say, He's been good to me. Somebody give Him praise in this place. Somebody worship Him. He's worthy to be praised. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for your goodness, for your mercy, your loving kindness. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. My. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You can be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. God, it's been good. The song says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say my soul has been blessed. I have a testimony. Amen. God is good. God is good. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, we are certainly happy to be in the house of God. Amen. On this morning, thank God for his presence that is here. Amen. And we're so glad that Brother Diggs has come to be with us this weekend. He last night just did a wonderful job on teaching on cast down fear. Cast it down. Right? Fear is something that is not from God. Something that Satan, amen, brings upon us. So anytime we feel that spirit, we got to cast it down. No matter what we're going through in life. Amen. But Brother Diggs has just been a dear friend for a number of years. And when we were first starting out the ministry, and amen, he was one of the first preachers to come to us there when we were in Green Acres. And you know, and just kind of been with us through every season, just been a mainstay, you know, kind of in our life. And as we're in this season, he's the first minister to pass through, amen, at this time. And he was here last night when we were just kind of stuck outside the gate, couldn't get inside, and nobody was here to unlock the door. Some kind of way the custodians thought that we were going to be here at 7 o'clock in the morning. Rather than 7 p.m., they came at 7 a.m. to open the gates. And so we start calling around and like, oh, we thought 7 a.m. It's like, I don't know how y'all got that wrong, but it happened. I say, Lord, we need our own keys, not to this school, but to our own building. But, you know, you learn just to thank God. My wife was telling me, say, you know, we'll take this because, you know, when we had it in Green Acres, we was next door to a bar, and man, they were just, good God, you trying to have church, they just got the music blasting through the wall. And you know, we couldn't get them to turn the music down, so I walked over and tried to talk with them, me and my father, and they said, no, don't, just leave us alone, we not messing with you, you don't mess with us. I said, okay. So as I was walking out the building, amen, they had a mat on the floor, and just inspiration struck me, and I just wiped my foot on the mat, did like that, and walked out the door. And I didn't know, my daddy saw what I did. He didn't know why I did it. So he walked out the door. Can you imagine the power that's in this? Never even said a word. I just and walked out the door. Because you know, the Bible tells us that if people won't receive you, just wipe your feet. That's all the Bible say, right? Just wipe your feet. You don't need a gun. You don't need nothing. No knife or nothing. Just wipe your feet. And we wiped our feet, and within 1 week, that place was shut down. Shut down. So what we learned is that let God fight the battle. And I believe the songwriter said, He never lost a battle. And He never will. Ah, yes. Glory, hallelujah. My God. Yes, yes. I'm a witness that he never lost a battle. Amen. But we, you know, we remember times like that, and God just give us testimonies all along the way. So even during this season, we're gonna have a testimony. You know, and I know that there's many that's watching and waiting for God just to do the next thing that he's gonna do for us, because this is just a temporary stop. We passing through. Amen. And all we're gonna do is just wait on God. We're gonna be patient while we wait on God. Amen. Amen. Some people don't like to help push the wagon up the hill, but they sure like jumping on when it's coming downhill. And you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna let you ride. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to sing it, sis. I appreciate it. He can do all things but fail. He never lost a battle. Before Brother Diggs come, I wanted to have his daughter, Kiara, come. And she's going to sing, amen, for us on today. And amen. And she was baby girl. We just remember all the years. When Mama was carrying us, she was born and just running all around the church, and you know we remember all that. And now she's a young lady, and man, 15 years old, and now she's running with Daddy, amen, running with Daddy. And I just think it's something special about that. You know, I just like that. You know, and I mean, last week they was in Ohio, this weekend and Florida, and like, my God. See, we were there. We as a group of people, we knew that the Lord had opened up this door for Brother Diggs to go full time in ministry. He came here blind, preaching while he was blind. Trying to preach. Only time his eyes would open is when he opened up the scripture and read, and then he would, you know, start preaching, and then as soon as he say amen and close and pray, go back and his eyes are blind. And I remember them that he was preaching there in Okeechobee. I was just so touched by it, and then Brother Smiley just didn't give him no break at all. They went to Golden Corral to eat. See, y'all be dodging Golden Corral, but miracles happen at Golden Corral. I think Brother Diggs wanted a bun or something like that. Brother Smiley said, look, if you want some food, you're going to have to get up and go get it yourself. He put a challenge to him. Brother Diggs said, oh, is that the way it's going to be? All right, I'm going to get up and go get it myself. Eyes popped open, took off getting the food, and drove back home with his eyes open. And his eyes been open ever since then. Miracles happen. We identified. So this his ministry has been something that has blessed us over the years. And man, no matter how the devil has fought, amen, the devil's still a liar, amen. And we thank God for the victory that God has given him. So we're blessed to have, amen, his precious daughter, Sister Kiara, with us. And we want to have her come, amen, at this time and just give us a song from her heart, amen. And then after she finishes singing, the next voice you'll hear will be Brother Cadre Diggs. Amen. God bless you.
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask or
Praise the Lord. And somebody tried him. Hallelujah. She said, he's going to do it. If you believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. We certainly appreciate all the songs of Zion. Amen. God is truly worthy of all the praise. Amen. Let's have a word of prayer and we'll get right into the word of God. Lord Jesus, Father, as the song says, Lord, truly, you are able, Lord. And we know that we're in a day where all things are possible. And Lord, we pray for, Lord, the true spirit of the Holy Ghost to be able to press us through every situation, every storm, Lord. And Lord, like the other song sing, Lord, we just want to be ready, Lord. When you come, we want to be ready. The scripture says, and his wife has made herself ready. And Lord, we can see all the turmoil in the land, all the different things taking place. But Father God, we pray that you just continue to push us into our position, Lord. And Lord, we ask you to bless this church, Lord, and all the endeavors, Lord, and all the people of God supporting and behind this ministry, Lord. Let's know that we all do it for you, Lord. We don't do it as individuals, Lord, but we do it for you, Lord. Lord, that you might get the glory. Lord, and we pray, Lord, that the word preached today, Lord, would find good ground, Lord, and it'll bring forth a hundredfold. Lord God, that this word that we're hearing, this eternal word, Lord, is shaping and molding us into the image of your mind. And Lord, we pray for the blessings of the kingdom to be upon us, Lord. Move all flesh out of the way. Forgive us for our sins and trespasses. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen, amen.
Praise the Lord. I forgot to announce, as you all are going to use the restroom, please remember, knock before entering. Even though we have the signs there, just please knock before entering, okay? Because the doors do not lock there. So please keep that in mind. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bibles to, First John. St. John. First chapter. Again, we thank the Lord for Brother Jack, amen, and all of you, Brother Smiley, all the different brothers and sisters that we've known throughout the years. You've all been a blessing to me. You know, I just love consistency. Amen. St. John, the first chapter. Let's start reading at verse 10. St. John 1, verse 10. If you have it, say amen. The Bible says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Verse 17. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. May the Lord have blessed me of his word. You can have your seats this morning. Amen. I got a topic. It may seem a little strange, but just bear with me. Amen. My subject this morning is spiritual mutation. Spiritual mutation. You know, church, we have to be able to believe that, you know, what we see in the flesh is not who we really are. That there's more, how that proverb goes, there's more that meets the eye. You know, and you can't judge a book by its cover. You got to open the book, read it, and see what the content is all about. You know, and a lot of times, people read the content, but they don't stay with the content. You know, and that's what's very important about what we consider to be the message of the hour. we have to stay with the content. Because the content is all about making a rapture. The content is all about changing us, hallelujah, that we may be back into an eternal state to be with the Lord. So the content is what's very important. You know, it ain't everything on the outside. It ain't, you know, the mistakes and all the stuff. But it's what was the prophet talking about? What was he bringing to the people? Amen. And even so now in our day, amen, what's the content of the bride of Christ? You know, but when I think about what the scripture says, he says, to all that can receive him, he gave us power. Power to become something. Amen. So this word that we're hearing, this word that you're hearing preached, this word is changing you. Amen. This word is making you become something that the word is producing as you hear it. Amen. So, hallelujah. If we look at the world and we see that the world is constantly changing into something, hallelujah. Why? Because it's the time we're living in. But you see the world changing and all these things going on. But let's make it clear, God don't change. God remains the same. So church, really what God is doing when he says power to become, he's bringing us back into our original state. Not that we've changed, we've just forgotten who we are. Hallelujah. See, you were always a son of God. You were always a daughter of God. And what the word comes to do is to open up your understanding to bring you back till you can relate to your real substance. Amen. And church, power to become something. Amen. You know, but first we must understand who God is. We must understand what God did for us. Hallelujah. By just becoming God. Hallelujah. You know, before I go any further, you know, I'm going to talk about the state of the world today. And, you know, last night we talked about COVID a little bit. But I want to show how the devil is only a copycat. Everything he do, he's copying off of God. He doesn't even have his own thoughts. Everything about him, he says, God, I saw you do that, and I'm going to do it. But I'm going to do it in a perverted way. He saw truth, hallelujah. So Satan said, I'm going to take the truth and make a lie out of it. Hallelujah. He even saw the body of Christ, hallelujah, and he wanted his own body. Church, remember when he was up in heaven, he saw God's glory. And Satan said, I want to be worshipped. See, everything about him, hallelujah, he's pulling off of what he saw from God. And you know, if we look at the condition of the world with COVID-19 and all these diseases and things that are going forth, church, all the enemy is doing is perverting what the truth is really is. And you know, the reason why I'm kind of starting here, because the prophet of God said in the message, amen, he said that, let me say this real quick. He said that natural things type out spiritual things. Hallelujah. So you look at the COVID and what's going on with the COVID mutation. Church, it first started out and they said it was a sickness and everything and you got to take a shot. And because the COVID wouldn't let up, let me tell you something, it didn't get stronger. No, it didn't get stronger. It just continued to move. So as they continued to move, they said, hey, you got to take a second vaccination. But it still didn't go away. See, it didn't get stronger. What was it doing? It was mutating, hallelujah. The strands of it, hallelujah. The genes of it, hallelujah. It was continued to move into different areas of the body, the same sickness, hallelujah. Like I said last night, the same sickness that started with a cough turned into a fever. Hallelujah. And from a fever, hallelujah, started putting water in your lungs. And from water in your lungs, it started shortening your breath. It all started maybe with a cough. But then it began to mutate. And as it mutated, it looked like it was stronger. But let me tell you something, it's still just a cough. But we see Satan. Where does he get mutation from? Church, mutation started with God. Hallelujah.
He was the first one to change his form. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, in the beginning, he wasn't even God. He was just eternal. Amen. He was there all by himself. There was nothing else. He was just eternal. But he knew we could never hardly understand who he is as just being eternal. So what did he do? Hallelujah. Troy, he began to mutate. Hallelujah. And the prophet of God said, hallelujah, he was so high, he couldn't go no higher. So instead of him going higher, he mutated down. Hallelujah. And as he went from eternal, hallelujah, as he went from eternal, hallelujah, he began to mutate down. Then he became Elohim. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As he was Elohim, Elohim means self-existing. But what I want you to understand, how Satan brought a cold, hallelujah, with the fever, and with the fever, hallelujah, all these other sicknesses. When God mutated from eternal to Elohim, he brought eternity with him. Woo! So as he became self-existence, he still was a self-existing eternal one. See, he didn't leave eternity up there, but he continued to bring it, hallelujah, as he came down, because there was no other higher, hallelujah, he could go. So he came down, but he's trying to get somewhere. He's mutating. Before I go into that, give me that explanation about mutation. Let's look at what mutation really is, church. Hallelujah. Mutation occurs when a DNA gene is damaged or changed into such a way as to alter the genetic message carried by the gene. See, so what God is doing as he's mutating, he's bringing a message somewhere. Woo, come on, somebody. Now, it ain't going to be long, but I want you to catch it. Hallelujah. He's not just changing forms just to show how good he is. He's trying to get a message somewhere. And as he's changing, he's taking the message of eternal, the message of, hallelujah, self-existing, and he keeps bringing it down. And he wraps all of that up into one message that he's going to express. Hallelujah. And as he mutates, hallelujah, he says, the mutation is an agent. This message is working for God. Hallelujah. Church, and as he mutates, he comes down. Hallelujah. First, was he eternal? Yeah. Then he became Elohim. Hallelujah. Then he became God. Yes, sir. See, when he became God, the message went from, hallelujah, eternal, self-existent, and now it has to be a worship. Because God is an object of worship, hallelujah. But the thing we have to understand about the mutation of God, not just worship, but from that worship, hallelujah, God put the spoken word back in the people's mouth, hallelujah. So from there, as he began to be eternal, amen. And y'all gonna hear me keep saying this because I want you to understand who your God is, hallelujah. God don't change, hallelujah. One thing you're going to know today by the time we're finished, the characteristics of God. Yes, hallelujah. So when you get in a tight spot, you'll be able to say to that tight spot, devil, my God is eternal. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes, amen. And when you get in another tight spot, you can tell the devil, my God is self-existent. I'm not thinking about you. He's eternal. He's self-existing. Hallelujah. And then he dropped down to being God. Amen. And as he became God, the prophet of God said, the Logos came out of his mouth. Woo, hallelujah. So now the eternal, self-existent God began to let the Logos, which was God's creative power, coming out of his mouth. So then he began to say, let there be, hallelujah. Let there be this, and it was. Let there be that, and it was, hallelujah. Church, as God began to mutate, the stages of God followed him. So now he's in a place of mutation. See, church, these things have always been here. You know, a tadpole mutates to a what? A frog. Without that tadpole, you'll never get the frog. A caterpillar mutates into a what? a butterfly. Without those early stages of calling, without those early stages of inching, honey, that butterfly would never be able to fly. Even church, hallelujah, the mutation of that particular species, it called for a cocoon. It called for a stage where it looked like a mess. It called for a stage to where nobody would know, hallelujah, what it looked like once it came out of it. It would have its own colors. It would have its own stripes and patterns and everything about its life, but nobody knows what it's going to be while it's in the cocoon. Hallelujah. Your spiritual mutation will bring you to a cocoon, hallelujah. But don't worry, there's something that's going to come out of it that's going to allow you to fly in places you've never been in before. From that stage, from the caterpillar to the cocoon, hallelujah, the butterfly never crawls again. Is anybody mutating in this place? He said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Why are those trials there? God's trying to get you to become something. He's bringing forth a spiritual mutation. He's trying to get you to see the message for your life. Hallelujah. But look, the Lord is so special. He has a purpose for all of us. The prophet of God said he would be too mysterious as just eternal. So he wanted to take the mystery away so we could understand who we worship. So as he's coming down, hallelujah, hallelujah, he goes from eternal, mutate. Elohim, mutate, eternal. Self-existent, hallelujah. Mutate one more time, God, hallelujah. And from God, he's still, amen, self-existent and eternal. Then he mutates with the Logos coming out of his mouth, hallelujah. But what did he do with that Logos? Amen. Now here we go. He put that Logos in the last mutation that God would ever mutate. He put that where? In a man. Come on, somebody. God didn't stop mutating until he came to you, hallelujah. And after he came to you, he never changed his form again. Woo! Hallelujah. After God, hallelujah, changed all the way down. He changed mass all the way down from eternal, self-existent, to God, the Logos. Then he put his image and likeness in a man, and he never went any lower. Are you with me, church? All of God, all that is, all of God is in you. Eternal is in you. Self-existing is in you. Hallelujah. The Logos is in you. And once God put all that he is in you, he said, now I can rest. Church, after he created man, God said, I'm done. I'm pleased. It's over. Listen. Listen, church. Spiritual mutation is all about a message. And see, the message what God was trying to show us is, all that I am, I put in you. And we hear the prophet say it over and over again. If you get a spoonful of the ocean, you got every element of that ocean in that spoon. So let me tell you something. When you get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get eternal. You get the self-existing one. You get God status. That's the one I think trips us up. Hallelujah. See, he didn't have to be God, but he became God because he wanted you and us to understand that we are gods. Hallelujah. We are gods. But let me back up a little bit. Hallelujah. Before he got to man, hallelujah, God, the Logos, he began to speak. He said, let us make man in our image. Hallelujah. You know, that particular question has been up for debate, hallelujah, for years and years. Hallelujah. But look at it, church, hallelujah. Nothing else is there. Who is he talking to? You know, some people say, it was us, the bride. We wasn't there. Hallelujah. In order for us to be there, it has to be a mind there. It wasn't even a mind there yet. You know why? Because he was just all eternal. Just all space. And then all space became self-existing. And then when he dropped down to God, hallelujah, he's asking a question. He said, let us make man in our image. Who is he talking to? Church, hallelujah. He looks back. And he looks at himself. Because he who was eternal and self-existent has now dropped down to these stages. And he said, let us create man in our own image. See, God is so powerful, hallelujah. He don't need nobody else's opinion. His opinion is his opinion, and he is alone. So God looks back, hallelujah, to the self-expressions of himself, which was eternal and self-existent, and says, let us make man, hallelujah, eternal, self-existent God, hallelujah. So God created man in his own image, in his own likeness. There was no other likeness at that time but the likeness of the eternal one. Hey, take out your big gloves now. Hallelujah. Don't let it go over your head. Because what I'm expressing today is who you are. Hallelujah. And church, God looks at, he turns back, has a conversation with himself. Hallelujah. You ever had a conversation with yourself? Where did it come from? It's all right sometimes when you're discussing spiritual things in your spirit and you say, well, I'm just talking to myself. Because it all started with God. Nobody else could help him create anything in his own image because he was the only creator. Hallelujah. So as he created, hallelujah, and he began to have a conversation. Well, you know, you have a conversation, you say, nah, I ain't going to do it like that. I'm going to do it like this. When you're thinking about spiritual things, amen. So church, in everything we do, we have to see that it has to be in a spiritual origin. Amen. Hallelujah. So church, we see God talk to himself and he said, let us create man in our own image. Hallelujah. In our likeness. Hallelujah. And just to show it was true, when Adam was created, Adam could do everything God, hallelujah, descended and brought down to him. Hallelujah. He could create. Hallelujah. Amen. He was self-existent. Hallelujah. Nobody, hallelujah, got any preeminence in the garden but Adam. Hallelujah. Adam was so much like God. God created and brought the creation to Adam and said, you name it. Why? Because he was in his image and likeness. He thought like God. He talked like God. You know what? I'm going to just go ahead and say it. He was a God. So when he mutated, he put all that in Adam.
That's it. That's it.
Whew. Listen, the prophet says, now, when God made man in his image, he was a spirit man. And then there was no man to till the soil, that he created man out of the dust of the earth. Now, chronologists and so forth, and these people that search and get old bones and so forth and believe in evolution. Uh-oh. Now the prophet's going to tell you what evolution really is. Right. The prophet says he believes in evolution. He didn't say dogma's theory. He said, I believe in evolution. But listen what he says. He says, I believe in the right kind of evolution. Man evolutes from himself. So if we evolute, we're not going to evolute from a monkey. You're not going to evolute from a donkey. You're going to evolute from the seed within you. You're going to evolute from the genetic message within you. Hallelujah. But if we see all these things, listen, let me keep reading. He said he ever lose from himself, but not all from one cell. No, sir. Because a bird has been a bird ever since God made him a bird. So what he's saying is a bird doesn't mutate into a fish. No, he mutates from himself. Hallelujah. So, church, what he's saying to us is that if we become anything, it's already in us. Hallelujah. The seed of God is already in you. Hallelujah. So what are you saying, Brother Diggs? I'm saying when God created you in your seed, he put eternal life in it. From your seed, hallelujah, he put love in it. Hallelujah. Amen. He put patience in that seed. He put brotherly kindness in that seed. He put temperance in that seed. See, church, these are not things that has to be added to us. We just mutate into those things. It's already there. Hallelujah. But certain situations brings it out. Amen. That's why God, hallelujah. See, church, you don't know what you're able to do until you get in a situation where you have a need. See, the prophet didn't know anything about the third pull till he needed a pull. Now, God is going to show him who he really is. He's out there hunting, hallelujah, but there's nothing to hunt, hallelujah. So his situation is going to create something that he needs. Are you catching me? Your situation, spirit and truth, is going to create a church building. Hallelujah. Your need, hallelujah, makes God ever loose or change mask, as the prophet said, to meet that need. Remember, he said, it's not a different character. It's the same character playing a different role for that situation. Hallelujah. So what he does as Jehovah, sometimes he's Jireh. Hallelujah. And you know, as Jehovah, sometimes he's Rapha. He's still, hallelujah, Jehovah, one who exists with his family, hallelujah. But then sometimes he mutates or changes mask and calls himself Shammah. Hallelujah. And you know, one of the ones I love, amen, he calls himself, hallelujah, Jehovah Ra. But he's still one who exists with his family. Hallelujah. So as he changed mass, think about it. Amen. As he changed mass as one who exists with his family, first things first, he has to identify himself as a father. Because if he got a family, he has to be a father. And when you think about a father, you think about his words. Hallelujah. And I always use my daughter for this. You know, she's about to get into a level where she's driving on her own and all these things. And I say, you know what? If I come to my daughter and I say, honey, when you turn 18, I'm going to have you a 500 Benz. Ah, brother, you get that girl a Mercedes. She ain't this and that. Get that girl a Corolla. You don't think like I think. Remember, she's looking at me as the one who gives out promises. Hallelujah. So she's going to look at me at what kind of promises I got. What kind of things that I've said I'm going to do for her. Hallelujah. You know, if I say I'm going to get you a bicycle, she says, I don't even want that promise to come to pass. I'm past that stage. I don't even want that. I ain't even looking at that. We should be past how we dress and how we look at all those things. Hallelujah. We should be past paying tithes. We should be past all that stuff. Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. But church, you think about it. If I make her a promise, hallelujah, because I'm a promise keeper. Yes. Hallelujah. Our God is a promise keeper. Yes. So now she's looking at me as one who exists with his family, that daddy said he was going to buy me a Mercedes when I turn 18. You know what? She's going to map it out on the calendar. She might have a whole year to go, Brother Solomon, but all she knows is daddy said, daddy said, when I get this age on this date on the 21st of November, I'm going to have me a Mercedes. And what happened? It produces an expectation because daddy has never lied to her. Daddy has always kept his word. What are you saying? I'm talking about Jesus. He's a promise keeper. He has never told us a lie. He's always kept his word. He said, I will supply all your needs. He said, trust in me and lean not to your own understanding. Church, like I said last night, he told Abraham, hallelujah, that I'm going to give y'all a land, hallelujah, a land. He told the children of Israel, I'm going to give you a land flowing with milk and honey. What they needed to do was anchor down in the promise that God gave. That once that message reached the place it's supposed to reach, it can't change. So once it gets to you, you hold on to it and say, God, I'm looking for it. See, you know what? I'm in a place now, hallelujah. Well, I'm not just looking for blessings. I'm looking for those blessings of the scripture. Where they say it'll be so much you won't even be able to contain it. That's what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. I'm in the market to buy me another house. Hallelujah. And I went to the bank. The man looked at my bank account. And he said, well, where you going to get the money from? He said, because I'm looking right here and this and that. You got another bank? I wanted to say, yeah, the bank of heaven. He said, can you get a gift from somewhere? I said, yeah, it's coming. Hallelujah. But my thing to him was, you do your part. You do your part. And I guarantee you, if you approve it, God has never let me down. All he need is a reason, hallelujah. All he need is a reason to bless me, hallelujah. All he need is a reason. He don't care if it's on paper. He don't care if your bank account minus this or minus that. All God need is a reason to show that he has the Logos coming out of his mouth. Don't be afraid, hallelujah, to step into places with the authority God has already given you. Hallelujah. Church, when I walk into the bank, I don't walk in there as Brother Diggs. I walk in there as a son of God. You know, he say, he owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. Who do? Who own it? We own it. Because if God is in us, those same things that he owns is a part of our heritage. Hallelujah. You say, ah, Brother Diggs, you preaching prosperity, and I am. Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, I want you to prosper as your soul prospers. Now, I don't know about y'all, but I know my soul is already prospering. So now I'm looking for everything around that soul, hallelujah, to get the same thing the soul is experiencing. I want my back to be comfortable. I want my legs to be comfortable. I want my arms to be comfortable. Remember what we said last night. You got the power to create what you want to come to you. Amen. If you're walking in fear, the attributes of fear are going to come to you. He said, I've given you power to become something. See, remember, the scripture says we're being changed where? From glory to glory. So in every stage in your life, you ought to be shouting glory out of your life, out of your mouth. Church, look. There's a sister I know in London. She was looking for a job. Anybody? Well, let me say it like this. She was looking for a better job. Hallelujah. She was looking for a better job because she know God can do anything. But church, hallelujah, she had some stuff against her, hallelujah. She was, she comes from Africa, so she already had to have papers for citizenship and all these things. So that's a strike against her. They're looking at her like, you're not even from here, and you want this kind of job? And I do. Hallelujah. So she says she filled out at least 100 applications. And nobody called her back. So you know what she did? She went down to pray. And she said, Lord, I didn't fill out 100 applications. All I need is just one phone call. All I need is a crack in that door. Once I get a crack in that door, I'm going to force my way in. The Bible says, and the violent taketh it by force. Church, so she went, she did this last place she filled out, they called her back. And this wasn't no Burger King. This was one of the elite jobs. Remember, you get what you ask for. Because, ah, Lord, I just need a job to pay my bills, and that's what you're going to get. Every time after you pay them bills, you're going to be broke. Because that's what you ask for. Just enough to pay your bills, huh? It's just like a young sister. Let me tell you, young sisters and young brothers, you be specific when you're praying for a spouse. You be specific, honey. You the sisters, you don't get to go praying to God and say, Lord, I just need me a faithful church man. A faithful church, oh yeah, let me tell you. You'll get what you ask for. He'll be here on time. Rain, tornado, hurricane, whatever. He'll be here on time. But that's what you ask for, a faithful church man. Hallelujah. What about the love? What about the comfort? He'll be a faithful church man and you the only one working. But he gave you what you asked for. You ask for a faith, and he'll be sitting right up in here, hearing the word of God. Pastor be preaching on a man who don't work, don't eat. He'll be like, man, I come to church. He'll be a faithful church man. Hallelujah. But you say, Lord, give me a man with all the characteristics of who you are. Not only, Lord, a man that, hallelujah, loves going to church, but a man that loves me like you love the church, hallelujah. A man that's going to be my provider. A man that's going to be my comfort. A man that can lift me up when I am down. Woo, honey. A man that can feed me when I'm hungry. A man that can touch me when I need to be touched. Woo! Did you know the mistake we've made? So say, Lord, I just need me a good man. And you get a good man with no understanding. You trying to live the scriptures and he'll come and say, but we ain't got to do all that. But he nice. He a good guy. Amen. He don't fuss at you. He don't argue. He don't raise his voice. But he just be like, I ain't going to do that. I don't think Brother Jack meant for us to do that. We got to pay 10%. I think God meant for us to give what's on our heart. But he's a good man, hallelujah. And vice versa, brothers, hallelujah. Amen. You know, if you ask for a woman, Lord, I just need a woman that can cook. Boy, she can burn like it ain't no tomorrow. Boy, she can cook everything in the book, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But she's not compassionate, hallelujah. She may not know how to lift you up when you are down. And the worst thing she can do, don't be going through a transition where you ain't got no job. She busts up and says, well, somebody got to work. But you got what you asked for. So, church, when we're dealing with the things of God, we have to be specific. Amen. Hallelujah. So let me ask you, what kind of new building y'all want? Remember, church, hallelujah. There was a little girl, a little boy who didn't have eyes. Hallelujah. And before the prophet prayed, he said, what color eyes you want? He said, what color eyes you want? And Billy Paul said, hallelujah. As he began to pray, he seen blue streaks coming down, hallelujah, in the atmosphere, hallelujah. And after he prayed and that child opened their eyes, they had blue eyes. Hallelujah. Because that's what they asked for, amen. But this sister church, she, let me see what time it is. She said, Lord, all I need is an opportunity. Just one call. So she got a call back. They said, hey, we want you to come in and do an interview. And you know, you get one of these jobs where you have to pass certain kind of tests. You know, you have to have characteristics tests and all these other math tests and everything. Her first test was a math test. And she said, Lord, I'm just no good at math. This was a high-powered job. She said, Lord, all I can do is pray that you guide my hand. Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Church, and she prayed the prayer, say, Lord, I want you to guide my hand on this answer sheet, and I'm going to trust you. Now, let me show you real faith. Hallelujah. Church, when you ask God, don't add none of your stuff to it. She asked God to guide her hand. So you know from there, Brother Solomon, after she asked God to guide her hand, when she started taking the test, Brother Jack, she didn't even read the questions anymore. Hallelujah. She pushed the book aside, put her hand on the answer sheet, and went, I think this A. I think this B. I think this C. I think this D. I think this A. I think this B. I think this C. I think this D. I think this A. I think this B. I think this C. I think this D. I think this A. And now it looked like she went through the whole test guessing. But she went through the whole test, hallelujah, believing what she asked God for. She asked God to guide her hand. Hallelujah. So she took the test, and there were three other ladies that took the test with her. Hallelujah. And at church, she got a call back. They say, you passed the test. And they said, you're the only one that passed the test. And you didn't just pass, you made a perfect score. Church, won't he do it? I said, won't he do it? Won't our God do it? Church, he ain't gonna halfway pass a test. Anybody looking for a perfect score in his place? They say, we've never seen this in the history of test taking. Because all those other people before her never asked God to take their test or guide their hand. But then they wasn't done. They said, we got one more test we need you to take. Or we need you to go to the next interview. And God was so on point. God was so with us. Church, remember in the scripture, hallelujah, sometimes God had to open our eyes to where we're standing. Remember Elijah was out there, amen, and they got surrounded. Hallelujah. And his servant came out there and woke up and saw all the chariots and all these things. Oh, my God, we in trouble. See, his mind started to fear. He started to go into places. But Elijah just stood there. And he said, Lord, open his eyes so he can see what's really going on. And in that moment, the Lord opened his eyes, and there was chariots of fire. Hallelujah. Behind the enemy. The enemy didn't even know that they were surrounded. Hallelujah. So, church, what I'm saying is he's always there. Hallelujah. So, church, she goes to the next level. Amen. And she's meeting with the interviewer. Hallelujah. And now you're supposed to have another question. Hallelujah. And you have to answer it right. But this particular interviewer, some kind of way, she began to tell her what to say. She says, okay, they're going to ask you a question, and this is how you respond. Now, when they ask you this question, this is what you say. And when they ask you this question, this is what you say, and on and on and on. So by the time she got to the next interviewer, she already had all the answers on what would say to pass the test. Church, you can see where I'm going. Hallelujah. By the end of all her testing, there was no way that they could ever not give her the job, no matter what her countryman status was. No matter where she came from, hallelujah, they had to give her the job, hallelujah, because her scores were out of this world. Because you have to realize the person that was taking the test was eternal. Hallelujah. Was self-existing. Amen. Was God. Hallelujah. And had the Logos coming out of her mouth. There's a sister in my church who had got sick right around the COVID time. She had a new job and she couldn't go to work. Hallelujah. Church. She said, oh God, I just got this new job and now I can't go to work because I'm sick. God said, don't worry. Hallelujah. Church, for a whole month, without never clocking in on that job, she got a check every week. Never even wrote her name on the time clock. Never even came to work. And for a month, every week, she got a full 40-hour paycheck. Now, I'm going to say it again. What are you doing? People be looking at me crazy when I say, I want me a Maserati. Ah, come on, brother. Be humble now. Whatever. Like we say, it ain't the car that make the man, it's the man that make the car. Hallelujah. It ain't the clothes that make the man, it's the man that make the clothes. Hallelujah. It's who you are, hallelujah, and how you conduct yourself. Church, if I get an R&R, that ain't going to stop me from being a Christian. Hallelujah. It might mess with your mind, but it ain't going to mess with mine because I'm going to come to church just as blessed as I always was. It's just that now I'm driving a Rolls Royce. You get all upset about what God is doing in somebody else's life. No, you ought to rejoice with them. Because that's your brother. He's one who exists with his family. If God did it for one child, he can do it for the next child. Why do we feel like to be Christians, we got to be struggling? I don't know. Listen, church, the prophet of God, he says, now, I ain't going to be too much longer. Listen. He says, now, the Greek word, therefore, this is in the message, I believe it's the unveiling of God. Yeah, this is in the unveiling of God, I think. He says, now, the Greek word there for that form I've been looking at in all day yesterday trying to think what it is, I find. He said, I come up with the word of emorphe. And then he spells emorphe and he says, looking in the Greek to find out what emorphe was, I may pronounce that wrong, but reason I spell it when it's on when the tape is released, the people will, scholars will know what I mean. He says, when emorphe, that means he changed himself. He came down. See? I think we missed that part. He changed himself, but remember, God descended, hallelujah. As he descended, he was changing himself, but he still was who he is, hallelujah. See, as he amorphed, he changed mask. He says, now the Greek word there means that something that could not be seen. See, he was eternal, he couldn't be seen. He was self-existent, he couldn't be seen. And even as God, hallelujah, he couldn't be seen. But once he became, hallelujah, a man, God emorphed himself into a man. Now he can be seen. All the characteristics of God can be seen. He said, yet it's there. And then it changed and the eye can catch it, hallelujah. So the only reason why, church, God began to mutate is so that we could catch him. So that we could see he's present. So he can see he's always with us. He's a banner. He's a shield. He's my all in all. He's my first. He's my last. He's with us. See, the whole changing of God is so we can see who God is. Hallelujah. Church, listen. When you think about the attributes of God, God had things shut up in him. So what he began to do, God said, I want to be released. I want to be released. God said, there's so much about me you don't know yet. He said, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to let the devil run a little while. Hallelujah. Just so you can begin to know who I am. And it's going to look like it's some trouble. He said, no, but it's the revealing of who I am. Hallelujah. And as God began to reveal himself and uncover himself, there were different levels of God, hallelujah, he was bringing to the people. Just like the scripture says. He says, Abraham, Isaac, and Joseph, they knew me as God Almighty. Hallelujah. He said, but as Jehovah, they never knew me. He's talking to Moses now. He's talking to Moses. He said, Moses, there's another level of who I am that Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't have a chance to experience yet. But I'm still God Almighty, but now I'm going to show you that I'm Jehovah. Hallelujah. Listen, church, as God Almighty, what was he doing? Amen. He was pushing Abraham into his position of faith. Hallelujah. As God Almighty, hallelujah, he was pushing Isaac in his position of love. Hallelujah. As God Almighty, he was pushing Jacob in his position of grace. You know what? I think we really miss what grace is. We got faith. Yeah, praise God. Woo, God did this. We see the love. Lord, I'm going to lay my life down. I love you. But that grace. That grace has us confused. That grace has us messed up. Because we be looking, why am I going through this? And all it is grace. Look what he did to Jacob. Look what he did to Jacob. Because God wanted to express his grace. What did he do, Holly? He caused friction in his house. He lost his relationship with his brother. He even had to lie to his prophet daddy. All the friends in the streets probably talked about him because he didn't know how to hunt, but that boy sure could cook a pot. They probably call him little rainbow sissy. But all of that was the grace of God. Why? Look, his mama was there. If you don't remember anything else about his mama helped him get over on his daddy. Y'all parents know how y'all do. Pull them girls aside. You know you should be telling her no. But what you do, you want to be the good parent. And then you make statement like, well, you know how your daddy is. Yeah, you know how he is, so you ought to stick with your guns. This ain't good parent, bad parent. Because ultimately what's going on is what's best for the child. Hallelujah. But look, I'm going to leave that alone. But anyway, you look, hallelujah. Church, you look, we be looking for favoritism in the house. Hallelujah. If your child get filled with the Holy Ghost, that's all we want. Hallelujah. If they know God, that's all we want. God will teach them and show them that it was all for their good. Hallelujah. I told you the best ministry I got is the shut your mouth ministry. That's the best ministry I got. I seen that do things I could only dream about. Woo! I was telling Jack, my son-in-law itching to get down here and worship with y'all. But look, church, hallelujah. You look at Jacob, amen. His brother went out to hunt. He couldn't get nothing. And Jacob was in there cooking up a pot. Looked like an old deceiver cooking up a pot. His brother comes and says, man, I'm hungry. What you got? He said, boy, I got it for you. He said, I got it for you today. Welcome to the restaurant of Jacob. He said, what you need? I got it. He gave him that pot. Sister Nelly, he gave him that pot of whatever he fixed up. And Esau started, before you eat, he said, look, before you give me that now, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you something to eat, but I want that birthright. Hallelujah. I want the birthright. Hallelujah. And he's like, man, what a birthright going to do me right now? I'm hungry, whatever. Then after he gave it to him, his eyes came open. After he got it, now he's looking at Jacob. Man, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you and tuck my birthright. Next thing you know, Jacob on the run. Jacob gone. Can't talk to his daddy no more. His mama waving by, honey, you got to get out of here. Esau going to kill you. He gone. Next thing you know, he finds himself at Laban's house. Hallelujah. Remember, sometimes grace is a mystery. You don't understand what God is doing, but he's putting you in position of grace. In that church, he's there. He's in Laman's house. He sees a young lady. He's like, man, I got to have her. He worked 7 years. He wrote a contract out with the dad, agreed for 7 years, got married the wrong one. Y'all know what he probably was sitting there saying, why? Why me, Lord? Lord, we done been so faithful, and look at us now, we in a school. Lord, we preaching your word. We ain't wavering off this message. We preaching the truth around here, God. Lord, what's going on? We being faithful around here. Lord, what's going on? Don't misunderstand grace. Don't misunderstand grace. You say, oh, Lord, my relationship. Oh, Lord, my children. Don't misunderstand grace. Hallelujah. Sometimes grace has to come into focus. Hallelujah. But church, hallelujah. Remember, it's a mutation. Hallelujah. Amen. Church, from there, Jacob, hallelujah. He not only takes Leah, hallelujah. Why did he keep her? Because she had saw her secret parts, and he couldn't give her back. Hallelujah. That's the thing about God. Once God takes you behind that veil, he can't give you back. He can't give you back. I don't care what you go through. I don't care what mistakes you make. Once God reveals himself and shows you his secret, once he shows you his secret, he can't give you back. Hallelujah. Because if he would have gave Leah back, Leah would have been walking around and said, man, ain't nobody think I didn't been in the chamber. Hallelujah. I didn't been in the chamber. I know what's going on. Hallelujah. So he had to keep her. Amen. Then he worked another 7 years and he got Leah. Amen. I mean, he got Rachel. Hallelujah. And now you think he got two women. Hallelujah. And Rachel got a little besides herself because she knew Jacob loved her. Hallelujah. And now she's saying, you know, I'm special. I'm just God. So you ain't going to have no babies. And Leah started to push him out. Leah look at her and say, you know what? I got a surprise for you in 9 months. He don't love you. He loved me. Yeah, but I got his baby. You know, Rachel said, you know what? I'm sick of this. She called her handsmaid, said, hey, have us some children. So now she have a baby. Leah said, that's what you want to do? Not only am I going to have another baby, I'm going to give him a handsmaid too. So now he having babies by Leah and the handsmaid and Rachel's handmaid. And both of them, all his four women fighting over one man. What was that? That was grace of God. Huh? There had to be 144,000. There had to be a nation of Israel. And where did it come from? It came out of all that confusion. Hallelujah. What was it? What it looked like, four women fighting over one man, it really was the grace of God. It was the mutation of the spirit. Woo! Because you had the 12 tribes. Hallelujah. Coming out of all that confusion. Don't complain. Just say, Lord, I don't know what you're doing, but I'm ready. Church, grace is a mystery. Oh my, I'm running out of time. Church, look, give me about 10 more minutes. Church, look, when you think about what God has done and how he does it, do it in the grace of God. Listen, the whole world has mutated under the spirit of fear and evil, just like it was in the Bible days. God said, look, the whole sins and everything has come up to me. And he said, look, the imagination of men is only evil. They were under the influence of evil. And they said, you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm going to kill everybody. I'm going to kill all of it. But then the Bible says when you go over, hallelujah, in I think chapter 6, chapter 5, it says, but Noah found grace. How did that grace come? That grace came in the form of a message, it's going to rain. So he had to preach that message. As long as he stayed with that message, he had the grace of God. Hallelujah. But look what that grace did. It started out with just Noah working on a boat by himself. Working on a boat. You know, he had three boys. He was a father, hallelujah, and a husband, but he was working on that boat. And you know, he probably said, his boys came and said, hey, Dad, you want to go play some catch? He put all his tools down and said, come on, run along. Whew. Now they out there throwing the ball. Whew. 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 He said, all right, boys, that's enough. I got to get back to this grace. Stand with the message on the boat, on the boat, on the boat. And then they say, hey, Dad, you want to shoot some ball? Hey, man, he puts all the tools down. He go around, shoot some ball, break their ankles. You know what I mean? They say, Dad, I ain't knew you could play like that. He said, yeah, man, I'm the son of God. I got hops. Hallelujah. So, you know, he playing with his boys. Next thing you know, he said, that was a good game. They said, Dad, we sure enjoyed it. Now he's still working on the boat. His boys watching. What's happening? What's happening? Now they are personally experiencing the grace of God. So they say, hey, Dad, let's play one more game. So he goes back out there. He break all their ankles. They say, okay, boys, that was good. Hey, man, I 26. I win. What y'all play out here, 21 or 26? Y'all play 21? Okay, we play 26 where I'm from. So anyway, we playing 26. Amen. So he didn't beat the 26. Amen. He tell the boys, I got to get back to this boat. And they look at each other and say, hey, let's go help Dad with this boat. So now his influence and grace has gotten his boys without him saying a word, just living it. And now he got the boys on the boat and all of them working on the boat. They experiencing the same grace. Hallelujah. He didn't have to preach to them. He had to do anything. All he had to do was stay with the message God gave him. And as he stayed with the message, hallelujah, amen, the understanding that he wanted them to have, they just dropped into it, hallelujah, because of his faithfulness, amen. And now him and the boys are working on it. His wife come in. Remember, hallelujah, for him to have boys, he had a relationship with his wife, hallelujah. Now his wife comes in. She said, honey, tonight's date night. He put everything down. He said, honey, where you want to go? He put everything down. Say, hey, let's go to Olive Garden tonight. Go to Olive Garden. Go ahead, eat all the food. He go back to the boat. Say, wasn't that good, honey? Say, yeah, that was good. He back to the bar. Hallelujah. Next week, come around. Honey, tonight's date night. Say, where you want to go? Oh, we're going to your motos tonight. We're going to eat some Japanese tonight. So they go to the Japanese restaurant. They're sitting Indian style, eating all the food and everything. Say, isn't that good, honey? Don't you? Oh, I just love you so much. I sure enjoy that. He said, honey, I love date night, but I got to get back to the bar. So he goes back to the boat, stay with the message. He's hammering everything. And out of 3 weeks after that, now the next week he's working and working and working. She comes and say, honey, tonight's date night. She said, honey, where you want to go? She said, we having date night on the boat tonight. She comes in with her basket and all her stuff together. Say, push all the tools aside. We're going to sit right here, hallelujah, and enjoy this message together. And we're going to sit right here and we're going to eat, hallelujah. We're going to eat right here, hallelujah, around this message. We will have date night right here on this boat, hallelujah. Look at it. His influence of grace not only got his boys, but it got his spouse too, hallelujah. It influenced the whole family, amen. And that grace caused his whole family to escape. What is the grace of God doing for you? Huh? What is the mutation of God doing for you? Give me that one about DNA. I'm about to close. Hallelujah. Give me the one about DNA, sis. Look, church, we hear about DNA so much. We think about the bloodline, the this, the that. DNA is a gene. Listen, but listen to what DNA does. That's what I want you to catch. Remember, hallelujah, blank it off for a second because they're reading ahead. Blank it off. Blank it off for a second. Listen, church, when it comes to the Holy Ghost, when Jesus began to describe the Holy Ghost, his life, he never said what it was. He said what it will do. He said it will comfort you. He said it will bring all things back to your remembrance. He didn't tell you what it was. How do you know if you got it? By the life you live. Hallelujah. Oh, there goes my alarm right there. We're almost on time. Hallelujah. We right where we want to be. Hallelujah. Listen. Oh, I hit the wrong one. I hit snooze. But listen. I got about 10 more minutes. 10. Anybody about 10 more minutes? Come on, somebody let me see about 10 minutes. All right. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. I got at least another whole hour. Praise God. Praise God. You love preaching to the bride. Praise God. But listen, church. Hallelujah. Now, amen. Now you think about it, church, the DNA of God and how God operates. Remember, he never said, hallelujah, what it was. He said the Holy Ghost would show you what it would do. Amen. Amen. Now put that back up, sis. Now DNA, we say DNA, the bloodline, this and that, and all these things. No. DNA, what it does, look, he says, what does DNA do? DNA contains the instructions needed for the organism to develop. And if we got God's DNA, there's something in you that instructs you how to live. Not only how to live, but it instructs you on how to, hallelujah, survive. God almighty. Woo! Boy, I got God's DNA in me. So you know what I am? I'm a survivor. You say, brother, you're going through something tough. I'm a survivor. You say you're going through something in your family with your children. I'm a survivor. Why? Because I got God's DNA in me. I got the mutation of God's DNA. Hallelujah. He says, hallelujah, and reproduce. Hallelujah. So it's not, Sister Michelle, it's not just with me for one trial. It'll always reproduce for everything I need it for as long as I'm living. See, as a father, there's things in my DNA that I pass down to Kiara. There's things in me that she can't refuse because it's a part of my DNA. Hallelujah! Patterns of her hair because of me. Patterns of her eyes because of me. Patterns of her skin tone because of me. And you know, when a child is around you for so much and so often, they'll even begin to talk like you. They say, man, you sound like your daddy. Hallelujah. Why? What is it? It's the DNA of the father. Hallelujah. Going down to the children. Amen. Look, he says the functions of DNA sequences. Catch this now. Sequences must be converted. So the only way you can get this message of the DNA is for you to be converted. So you really want to see God's DNA inside of you, it got to start with a conversion first. Hallelujah. Without a conversion, you'll never be able to understand the message of his life inside of you. Without conversion, you won't develop right. You won't be able to survive. You'll never reproduce because there's no conversion. He says, look, secrets must be converted into messages that can be used to produce proteins. Where does protein go in the body? Protein, hallelujah, deals with the muscles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, that's what the whole world is trying to figure out to this day. And with old life, how do I keep my muscle? Protein. Without protein, you're going to shrivel up. You might have all the muscles there, but it ain't nothing to excite those muscles, honey. So, church, if we don't have good protein services, services full of substance, good music, hallelujah, good worship, amen. Good word, hallelujah. We'll walk up out of here with our chest out. Boy, I feel like I was lifting 300 pounds a day. And you know, the more you work it, the stronger you get. And see, the thing about developing muscles, you have to come to a place of failure. Them muscles will never grow unless you get to a place where you are weak. Ooh, that's why they call it muscle failure. If you get muscle failure, the protein hit those muscles, it energizes those muscles, and then you go back to the same weight and push it 10 more times on a different day. So, church, we got God's DNA inside of us. We got a message inside of us that came straight from God. Right. Listen, it ain't Brother Branham's message. It comes from the DNA of God. It ain't come from Kentucky. It came from heaven. So, we understand how God mutated. Eternal. Talk to me, Terry. Eternal. Elohim. God, self-existed God, Elohim. Then he went to God, hallelujah. And out of God came the Logos, and the Logos created man, hallelujah. So how do we mutate? There you go, brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God brought it all to us. So what are we doing? We're bringing it all back to God. So what do we do? Now we have the Logos inside of us. And the Logos shows us that we are gods. And from God, hallelujah, we go to Elohim, self-existent. And from Elohim, self-existent, there will be a rapture that makes us eternal. Hallelujah. We are the spiritual mutation of God. Hallelujah. Come on, musicians, I'm closing. Don't forget, holy, that we're not down here on a cakewalk. Amen. There are going to be trials, there are going to be tribulation, all these things. But in the midst of all that, there's one thing I don't want you to forget. Don't forget that we're saved. I think sometimes we go through so much, we forget to enjoy that we're saved. We forget to enjoy the spiritual mutation. I can't be lost. Why? Because eternity is in me. I can't be lost because, hallelujah, the self-existent one, I ain't gonna serve nothing else but him. Hallelujah. I can't be lost. Why? Because I have a God status. Hallelujah. I have the ability to control every circumstance. Hallelujah. And look, he said, I think this might be in the message, Why Cry Speak. But in one of the messages, no, this is in God Proving His Word. He said, Joseph did everything God told him to do. Joshua. Joshua did everything God told him to do. He told him to be strong and very courageous. You know, I just love dramatizing us. Hallelujah. But you know what? God walked to him, Sister Bernice, he told me, he said, you know what? Nobody will be able to stand before you. Everywhere you go, soles of your feet have already given it to you for a possession. And you know, he go to a battle, he look, he may be outnumbered. But all he can think about was what God told him. And he ain't congregating with his people. What y'all think? What does what y'all think? Ah! He say it's time to fight. Because there's nothing to be able to stand before me, hallelujah. Yeah. Every time he went to battle, hallelujah, he was the leader. Ah, I go out there and fight. Hallelujah. One more time, y'all. Church, hallelujah. But can you imagine he go out to fight Ai and he lose the battle? He said, I ain't supposed to lose. That's not a part of God. That's not a part of my DNA. I ain't supposed to lose. See, that's the problem. Some of you got used to losing. You're looking at your situation. Well, maybe it ain't God's will. How you know that? Stay the course. Stay the course and believe the Lord. This ain't a time to give up. We've come too far to turn around. I like the way Travis Green said, hallelujah, when he was singing the hill, hallelujah, and when he got to the part telling his testimony, he said his wife, hallelujah, was having a baby premature, and the doctor told her, say, well, we're going to take the baby, and y'all might as well just give up and try again. Travis said, we trust God too much to give up. The hill. Church, we trust God too much to give up. Hallelujah. Church, you look at Joshua. He went there, AI, he fought AI. He said, there got to be a problem. There got to be something wrong. Hallelujah. And he found Achan. Hallelujah. Achan had the Babylonian garments and all this stuff. He killed Achan, his wife, his children, his uncles, his brothers, his cousins, his dog, his cat. He killed everything that would reflect that unbelief. And then he went back and fought the same people. The same people that had defeated him, he went back and fought those same people. And he gathered the people and said, hey, we're going to go fight Ai again. And the old church probably looking around and said, General Joshua, you sure you want to do that? We just lost about 32,000 died. You sure? Why? Because he was living by the promise of the Father. He was living by that spiritual mutation. Hallelujah. And he couldn't lose. From that point, did he lose? He was so confident. One day he was praying and somebody stood before him glistering and shining. And Joshua got up and said, look at me. Nothing will be able to stand before me. And everywhere I go, God has already given to me. Now, who are you? Are you for us or against us? Hallelujah. Remember, church, he wasn't worried because Paul and even Brother Branham said, if an angel say anything different from us, hallelujah, let them be accursed. Now, Joshua's looking at an angel and he's saying, identify yourself or you're going to die. Hallelujah. They already had record, hallelujah, of the saints of God meeting angels. Jacob already had put one in the figure four. So I ain't turning you loose till you bless me. And you think Joshua going to be afraid? Joshua like, no, identify yourself. If you don't, we won't rumble into this place. He said, I'm the captain of the Lord's host. Joshua, oh, God is with me, church. See, the DNA of God always comes and makes the message known. Hallelujah. So church, this is not a time to be afraid. This is not a time to be weary. But this is a time to just keep moving forward. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Let's pray. And I get out your way. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your grace, Lord. We pray there was something said to help your people. Lord God, we just know, Lord, all things, Lord God, are wrapped up in you. And Lord, we don't want none of our own ideas, our own intellect to get in the way. But Father, we want to be servants that know how to yield to the word. And let that word have total preeminence in every aspect of our life. We give you the honor and thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Play this with me, sis. Let's go. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in my darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, way made, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Come on, you are here. I miss worship you. I worship you. You are here.
I worship you. Hey, because you are a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Hey, oh, that is who you are. Hey, way maker, oh, miracle, promise keeper. Yes, a light in the dark. My God, give me that second verse.
You are here, hey, you're touching every heart. Oh, I worship you, God, I worship you. Well, you are here, you are mending broken hearts. Yes, you are, and I worship you, Lord, I worship you, hey, because you are a way maker, miracle, promise keeper, oh, light, yes, hey, that is who you are a way maker. Hey, promise, keep a light. Oh, my God, that is who you are. Come on, sing it again. He is a way maker. Yeah. Whoa. Hallelujah. Yes. My God. Come on, sing it again. Hey, we declare it today. You are a way maker. Oh, promise keeper. Hey. Yeah. Say, even when I don't see it. Oh, even when I don't feel it. Hey. Come on. You never stop. Oh, you never stop. Oh, even when, God, you never stop. Oh, you never stop. Come on, sing it again. Yeah, even when, hey, even when, oh, you never stop. Oh, you never stop. You never stop. Hey, glory. You never stop. Glory. God, you never stop. Hallelujah. Hey, you never stop. Hey, you never stop. Oh, you never stop. Glory. Hallelujah. You never stop. My. You never stop. Hey, you never stop. Oh, way maker. Hey, hallelujah. In the, hey, my God, that is who you are. We declare today you are a way maker. Oh, hey, my God, that is, oh, say that is who you are. Yes, that is who you are. Yeah, that is who you are. God, we know that is who you are. Come on, tell him again. I said that is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. We declare it today. God, that is who you are. That's not who he was. That's who he is. I say that is who you are. Yeah, that is who you are. Oh, that is who you are. Oh, even when, oh, you never stop. Hey, even when, Lord, even when, hey, you never stop. Hey, glory, you never stop. Yeah. You never stop. Glory. Hey, you never stop. Thank you, Jesus. You never stop. Hey, you never stop. Oh, you never stop. Hey, you never stop. You never stop. Oh, you never stop. Come on, one more time. Hey, say, way maker.
Oh, promise keeper, a light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Just the voice is lifted. Say, way maker, miracle. Oh, yeah, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Yeah, hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, my God. I tell you, we heard from heaven on today. Thank God for the word that was preached. Amen to our hearts. I just felt that Brother Diggs just did a wonderful job of taking us back to last week. And I can tell you already, he's already stepped into next week. So I'm sitting here listening, and I'm just looking at the scriptures. I say, Lord, look at you. You're just a mighty God. And so much that is going on. And talking to Brother Quentin a little early this week, and we're just saying how we just see God doing things and how they're coming into the ark two by two. God just sending them. You know, sometimes we don't recognize what God is doing, but God is moving right in the midst. Sometimes that trouble that struck the family and you think it's just trouble. No, it's grace. It's grace. That's how God get people's attention. Amen. Get them to a place where they realize that they can't do nothing without God. Hallelujah. We need grace like that. Amen. But I just see God moving. I feel him moving. I hear him moving. I hear the rustle in the mulberry tree. I know the move is on. My God, let's keep our eyes focused, amen, on what God is doing. And I just love the way he typed that with this plan or pandemonic. That's what I like to call it, you know, this COVID thing that kind of came. And see, our prophet already told us that there would be germ warfare. Prophet already said that, so we can't stop these things from happening. I was telling somebody earlier this week, said the world not changing. You can't wait for it to go back to what it used to be. That's not happening, right? You're gonna have to make some adjustments. Praise the Lord, right? And oh God, I'm just trying to get people to see that, you know, there's a lot here that is happening. But I think the primary thing is that God is also mutating. God is doing something. Amen. He stepped it down. I couldn't help but think about Brother Quake who preaching about, you know, if you went there to FPL, you couldn't take your cell phone charger and plug it in one of the, amen, it's not even a transformer, just the power plant, the grid. You can't go plug into the power grid. Soon as you got that close to it, you'd be zapped. But that power has to step down from the grid to a transformer. And you can't touch the transformer either. They got to step it down. Come on, somebody. They got to bring it all the way down till it's just a plug where you can put something in and get a charge. Hallelujah. But it's all coming from the same plant. You couldn't understand God. You couldn't figure God out until he stepped it down. You begin to see him inside of your own life. My, what a message, brother. I was just blessed. Glory to God, brother. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. I'm so happy that Brother Diggs came, amen, our way. So happy. I'm so happy. Glory, glory. Amen. We certainly want to keep him in prayer. His daughter will be traveling back, amen, on this afternoon, getting back there to South Carolina, amen, and just so glad it all worked out for them to come. We had so much a trouble, I have to say that. It seemed like the devil was fighting it because I had weekends all mixed up, and, you know, for him to come, and he changed the ticket twice,
And I said, Lord, that's my fault, brother. I just had the wrong thing in my head. But God worked it all out, you know, and I see why. God had something that he wanted to get to us. And, amen, the message has been delivered. Not only has the message been delivered, you carry in the message. It's actually in the mutation. In both definitions, there was a message in the DNA, and there's a message in the mutation. So you carrying the message, even if you don't want to carry it. And it's going to reproduce. Glory to God. Glory to God. God bless you, brother. Let's have a word of prayer, church. Amen. Father, we are just so grateful, Lord, for what we have heard here today, what we have experienced this weekend. Lord, we thank you, Father, for just heaven pouring out and raining down. Lord, just being in the presence of God, hearing you speak, Lord, once again. Lord, we pray a special blessing upon your servant, his precious daughter, Lord, who's, Lord, just traveling with him and standing by his side. God, I just appreciate seeing her and pray that you just continue to bless her. And God, draw our heart closer and closer to you, Father. Trust God that you continue to use Brother Diggs as he go from city to city, place to place, country to country. God, just taking what you've placed in his heart to give to others, Lord. And Father, may you just continue to bless them abundantly, meet every need. And we thank you in advance for this house, God, that he's believing you for. Amen. And I believe the question was asked to Sarah, is anything too hard for the Lord? Amen. The answer had to be given. She never gave the answer, but we can speak on behalf of Sarah. No, there's nothing too hard for you. We're not looking at any circumstance or situation. We're looking at our God. And Father, as even as he just challenged us, God, we've already made it very clear, amen, the type of church and school that we want. And I love the way Brother Solomon put it. God, you had us worshiping in a place, and then you moved us to a school to show that we're going to have a church and a school. Hallelujah. God, you just do all things well. Amen. So we're not looking at this, amen, in any negative way. We know that, God, all things are working together because we love you and we're called according to your purpose. God, there are some people working on some paperwork behind the scene. We're asking that you would get involved in all the paperwork. God, that you get involved with, amen, even the other church, God, that we are pursuing. Lord, that you would give us favor, that you would just begin to deal with their hearts, God. Give them dreams and visions and everything that would settle the spirit to know that this is the direction that they should be going. God, open doors that we can't see. You are a miracle working God. Amen. You're the God that opens Red Seas. You're the God that shuts the mouth of lions. Amen. You're the God that just does the impossible. You do the exceeding, the abundant, above all we can ask or think. That's the God that we serve. So we invite you to get a part of this process, Lord. And Father, may you bring glory and honor to yourself through the entire, amen, situation. We give you the praise, knowing that it's already done. Hallelujah. We receive it with thanksgiving. Thank you for the new church, and thank you for the new school. Thank you for the souls that will be saved and the lives that will be changed. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we give you glory. We thank you for what you're doing in our midst. I ask that you would bless us as we leave this place, but not your presence. God, may we go meditating on what we've heard here today. Give traveling mercies to our precious brother and his daughter, Lord, as they head back to South Carolina. Give them traveling mercies. Thank you for allowing them to come, Father, this weekend. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Amen. You can be seated. Amen. And I did want to say thank you to all the visitors we had here today. Amen. We certainly enjoyed having you. And one that it's going to be hard to make him a visitor, but he's just making himself right at home. That's Brother Quentin Jr. Amen. He back. I mean, he just got here. This is his first Sunday. He on the board. We appreciate you, Brother Quentin Jr. God bless you. God bless you. God is good. God is good. So, amen. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you. We'll have everybody, we have a door on this side, door on that side. They'll dismiss you. Give us a little time, amen. We'll have to turn the room around for the school, amen, on tomorrow. But all those that join us online, God bless you. Good to have you with us, amen, on today, and pray that you were blessed by the service. We'll be back on Wednesday night, amen, at 7:30, amen, for our Bible study. God bless you. Amen.